Well, Vicky Ryan, a terrific day at Tattersalls Park on Monday for you, a treble. And, well, it's maybe the moving down to Seven Mile Beach for a temporary relocation while Sprayton's being redeveloped is a blessing in disguise.
Well, I think so. It's certainly been quite enjoyable for both my horses and I. It's a different setup altogether than what I'm used to, and I think the horses have benefited immensely in a short time.
Do you have you had to make any major changes to your training regime down at Seven Mile Beach? Because it's a different environment.
Yeah, it's completely different, Peter. The probably the positive thing is, you know, most of my horses are really forward in their prep when they arrived here anyway. But adjusting to the heavy sand and different workloads is something that I had to consider, and I wasn't really sure till I got to the races how we were going with that. But obviously it was working okay for us.
Well, let's go through your winners. Captain Albert, very impressive in his win.
Yeah, I was really rapt with him because initially he was a horse that just wanted to jump and over race, and we had to spend a couple of runs trying to get him to relax a bit, and that run showed that he's probably going to get more ground, and you know, he did want to over race mid stages, but he did come back to David, and he travelled nice after that.
I thought his best part of his race was the last 200.
Yeah, it certainly was, because he looked a little flat at the 5400, and you just wondered, you know, what was going on, but he really let down good the last bit.
Rezoning, winning the benchmark 68, led its previous start, just capitulated a bit, but really almost like found another leg in the last little bit, and I thought he was very impressive winning over the 1400.
Yeah, I was really, really happy with him, because he's a horse that he doesn't show a lot of sort of personality. He's a pretty quiet, laid-back horse, and I thought the last two or three days he'd really picked up at the beach, and, you know, he raced accordingly. He didn't finish his race off well last start, and he was actually going to be heading to the paddock if he didn't race well this week, so it looks like he gets another turn.
Well, Rezoning's very well bred. He's by Reset out of a Rubiton mare, so there's good, solid breeding there.
Oh, yeah, he's a lovely bred horse. The mare Galvanised was trained by Lee Friedman, and she was a very good horse.
Okay, and of course, in race 7, Dash for Magic showed him a clean pair of heels all the way. Probably found a little, wanting a little bit the last little bit, but did all the work to lead him up. Very impressive in the end.
Yeah, I was really happy with him, because he's a horse that, he always seems a little soft, and he probably does need to toughen up a little bit. That run the other day, he was pretty courageous, really, because he did dig deep, and I was pretty happy with that, because I was just wondering whether he was going to meet his mark pretty quick, but he put his hand up this week.
Going to back him up this Sunday in Hobart again?
Yeah, I've put him in at Hobart this Sunday, all going well. If he keeps or continues to go forward, he'll go round. I'm a little concerned about the weight and lack of apprentices to ride him, so that's it. My only concern is that he might have to carry his full weight.
Okay. Well, your team's going. How many do you have in work down at Seven Mile Beach?
I've got 15 in work here now, Peter.
Okay. All right. Well, is that your first treble in Hobart?
At Hobart it is. Yeah, it is. I had one Devonport Cup out at Devonport.
Yeah, on your home track.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let's hope the winds keep riding on in, Vicky, and all the best while you're down there at Seven Mile Beach. And you're looking forward to getting back to Sprayton when it's all redeveloped?
Yeah, it'll be pretty interesting to see how that all goes. Just want to mention one thing, Peter, and that's I do have an apprentice coming over next week. He's coming from Mick Price. His name's Jacques Lux, and he's a Mauritian boy, but he's had over 200 trial rides, and he's just getting into race riding now. So
how do you spell that surname?
L-U-X-E.
Okay, Jacques Lux.
Yeah.
All right, lovely. We'll look forward to him coming on board, and more apprentice we can get, the better.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Thanks, Peter.
Thanks, Vicky.
Okay, bye.